Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and today I'd like to help you think a little bit about resilience. Now, resilience is one of those things we all hope we will have if we need it. We just really hope we won't need it. And now we've landed in circumstances where we need it, where we need to be able to get up every morning and bounce back, not just once a day, but multiple times a day, as we run up against frustration, against obstacles, against things that just don't work the way they used to work. Now, some people are a little bit afraid of the whole concept of resilience. And I think there are two things that get us stuck. One is the fear that if we are resilient, people will just keep throwing problems at us, and that the better we are at just holding it together and keeping moving, the more often we are going to face circumstances where all we do is keep it together and keep moving. And so resilience feels a little bit like being stuck in this endless loop of hardship. And the other thing people are afraid of is maybe they don't want to talk about resilience because they're afraid they're not resilient enough. They're afraid this situation is going to get the best of them, that they will not find the courage, the vision, the willpower, the compassion that they need to do what they want to do in this time. And so it's easier not to think about it, but just to keep burying themselves in this avalanche of new work and new tasks and new anxiety. I've just written a new book. I'm really excited. It's called Resilience: Grow Stronger in a Time of Crisis. And even in the title, you can get how I think we become more resilient. We become resilient by focusing on the strengths we want to have, not on the problems that we're going to use those strengths to overcome. And the more we think about problems, the more problems we have. That's true. In a time like this, a time when the world is kind of nuts, when there seem to be so many things stacked against us, and when it seems like people are falling all around us, either because they are falling ill or because their businesses are failing or their relationships are just under so much pressure, here's what you need. First of all, you gotta know what you want. And figuring out what you want when you can't predict the future is tricky. But it helps to remember you can never predict the future. Even when the world seems predictable, you can get thrown for a loop. Nothing is for sure. And so we do have ways of going inside ourselves, of sorting out the values, the principles, the beliefs we want to live by, the people we want to be, the strengths we want to cultivate in ourselves. And that gives us something to look forward to, something to work for. And that's step number one in resilience. Step number two in resilience is our relationships. Almost always, our sense of purpose is a sense of purpose that connects us to other people. And there are people in your life who are needing you to be strong, to keep it together, to keep moving. And as you focus on that sense of wanting to meet those needs, wanting to collaborate maybe, wanting to give hope to the people around you, maybe wanting to give structure or meet practical needs, say for family members, that determination to do the right thing for the people you care about is going to help you be stronger and be more resilient. And the third thing I want you to think about in just this quick little recording is the way having an understanding of who you are and how you think and how you work when you're at your best gives you better choices as you run into obstacles. So if you've never really thought about who you are and how you act in the world and where you get your strengths from, and then when you hit an obstacle, it's pretty easy to get stuck. But if you are a person who understands how amazing human beings are, how our brains process so much more information than we can consciously understand and do it in ways that are reliable, how our brains and bodies communicate in these complicated, endless loops that help us not just notice what we need to notice outside us, but find what we need to find inside us, so that when we're serious about wanting something, we have multiple ways of going about achieving it. And somebody who understands what's happening in my relationships. Why is this person dragging me down? Why am I letting that happen? And doesn't turn it into this big rhetorical question, but is really curious about what are the mechanics of this interaction and how can I change what I'm doing so I can get a better result? And that sense of curiosity about how things work that leads to flexibility in choosing our states and behaviors so that we can keep it together and keep moving. That is another fundamental of resilience. So I encourage you to think about your own resilience. I encourage you to buy the book when it comes out, because it's a really hands-on, practical guide to thinking about these three things that are really going to help you not just get through, but get stronger as a result of meeting the day-to-day challenges of this really unusual time we're in. So I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training, and I hope to hear from you again soon.